Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Good morning. Welcome back to the show. This is Talk With Me, Julia Hartley. But Benedict Spence also still in the studio. Let's go to our first guest on the line. It's Conservative MP Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Julia. Good morning. Great to be with you.
Lovely to have you join us. Lots to get through. So let's go straight to it. Nearly half of Tory MPs last night, including quite a few Tory leadership hopefuls, decided to, fail to support, either vote against or abstain in the vote on the smoking ban. The big set piece announcement from the Prime Minister at Tory conference last October. How did you vote?
So I thought long and hard about this. I was torn. As a Conservative who believes in freedom of choice, as opposed to the health benefits of trying to prevent some of our real youngsters getting on the vaping and smoking bandwagon, if you like. And I think a lot of people in life would say that they wish they'd never started and they then find it very difficult to stop. So I voted for it.
Like actually MP spoke to yesterday, you do believe in freedom and personal choice, but not really.
I do absolutely believe in freedom and personal choice.
Well, when you
I
was don't, a young because, man, because in a few years' time, the 15-year-olds who are currently referenced in this bill will be 18, and they will be standing next to someone born a day before them who can legally buy products sold legally in this country. As much as you and I despise the cancer sticks, that is nevertheless a legal product, and the person next to them can. Different laws for two different adults in a nanny state Conservative vote. I don't think you do believe in freedom, Sir Geoffrey.
I do. You could have gone much further and banned smoking and vapes for everybody, but that really would have been too autocratic. Let me just take you back, if I may. When I was a young man studying politics, the then government discussed bringing in compulsory wearing of seatbelts. And I don't think there's anybody now that would have wished that the government hadn't done that. And I think in the future, people will be very pleased that actually we protected some of our youngsters from this real health.
But this isn't protecting youngsters. This is about adults. It's not about... It's already illegal for under 18s to buy cigarettes. It's not about youngsters. When you're an 18-year-old, you're an adult. When you're a 37-year-old, you're an adult. You're still legally not be allowed to buy cigarettes. And I do think that's rather different from seatbelts.
Yeah,
we know seatbelts save lives, but we also know it's a very small imposition. Look, I don't want anyone smoking, but if I were a Tory MP, if I were any kind of MP, I would have voted against this measure as an unconservative measure, as an illiberal measure, like many of your colleagues.
Well, it is about youngsters not being able to buy vapes. So I think that is the start.
No, it's already illegal for youngsters to buy vapes under 18. It's about disposable vapes. You can still buy vapes.
Correct.
I hate to tell you, Sir Geoffrey, young people are still going to be able to get their hands on fags
and
vapes.
Well, I'm sure they are, but let's just make it a little bit more difficult.
This is a bill about adults, not youngsters.
Well, whoever.
It's not whoever. We have lots of rules that stop under-18s from doing things. But the idea is that when you're over 18, that everyone has the same rights. You're going to have the right to buy a cigarette. I'm going to have the right to buy the cigarette. But you know, in a few years' time, an adult won't have the right to buy a cigarette because they were born since we were born. How on earth can you vote for that and claim you support freedom?
Julia, if I could just sort of word in edgeways... In the future, as the cohorts, age cohorts progress through the system, older and older people will not be able to buy cigarettes and they will not be able to buy vapes. And frankly, if I've, by voting last night, saved a single person from getting a serious illness, then I think I've done the right thing.
Can I just say, this law does not ban vaping?
No, of course it doesn't ban vaping. But
they will be able to buy vapes then?
They will be able to buy vapes, but not the disposable vapes.
Right. I just want to clarify that you knew what you were voting for. I mean, there's a genuine concern about MPs these days.
What I was voting for.
All right.
As I say, as we get through the system, it will become harder and harder for youngsters to buy vapes and buy cigarettes, and it will extend to older and older cohorts.
Okay. What's next on the banned list? Alcohol? Meat?
No, come on.
Sugar?
Come on.
Most of the meddling public health bodies who want to ban cigarettes, I'd love it if no one smoked. Seriously, they've also come after alcohol. They're coming after sugar. They think we're too stupid to see an advert for a McDonald's and not immediately go, I need a burger. I mean, you know, they don't think much of us, the general public, do they?
Well, they do. I think when people are seriously ill and they've reflected whether they would have liked to start vaping and liked to have started smoking and wished they'd be able to give it up, actually, if the government had prevented them doing it, then that will be a very useful thing. I mean, the number of deaths each year is caused by smoking is 80,000 deaths. So this is a serious problem for the health service. And I think every little bit we can do to try and help people make sensible decisions in this respect.
Then why doesn't the law go further? Why don't you just ban smoking today for everybody?
Well, I've just said to you, I think we could have done that.
That's going too far.
But it would have been very autocratic to do that. And I think your criticisms then would have been really valid, levelled against me. No, I wouldn't have voted for that, I can tell you.
This Conservative government hasn't been afraid of any autocratic measures in recent years. Just thinking back to 2020, 2021. But look, let's talk about what's been going on in the House of Lords as well. We've had that ping pong going on for weeks and weeks now regarding the Safety of Rwanda bill. It's gone back to the House of Lords. You know, I mean, we're told by the end of today that'll be over. The ping pong should be over because the Lords will have to accept the primacy of the elected, accountable House of Commons. And it could be law by Friday. When do you expect planes to get off the ground?
Well, the system that you've described is exactly what every single bill goes through. It's proposed usually by the House of Commons. It's then delayed and revised by the House of Lords. It comes back to the House of Commons, and that's how the system works. Now, I'm hopeful. We've got four amendments that we're going to consider today. Maybe that will be the last of the ping pong. I don't know. But it is hope that this bill will be law by the end of the week.
And when will planes get off the ground, do you think? We're told in spring.
Well, as you know,
it's not feeling very springy at the moment, to be fair.
As you know, we had a major hearing in the Public Accounts Committee on Monday. There are certain things at the moment the government can't do for legal reasons until the bill is enacted, which hopefully will be by the end of the week. It will then be able to make those decisions. It will be a priority for the government, but I suspect it will take several weeks before the planes actually get off the ground.
And just must ask you about the question we're asking our audience today about Catherine Birbal Singh, dubbed Britain's strictest head teacher, also one of the most successful in terms of getting kids the results that they need to have a great life. She's won a high court battle against a Muslim people who challenged the school's ban on prayer rituals in the playground. What's your reaction to that high court victory for Birbal Singh?
Well, I'm absolutely delighted you've asked me about this because I was listening to your previous piece. And those parents knew perfectly well what the rules of that school were. And they sent their children to that school because they know that that school, and particularly the headmistress, presides over a school that provides very good education. So they knew what the rules were. To try and then take your own school to the High Court seems to me to be pretty unobliging, to say the least.
Maybach, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
And I think that the judge was, as you said in your previous clip, sensible. The decision is sensible, and it will now enable that poor head teacher to get on with a normal job of teaching her.
Should legal aid have been available to the pupil and the pupil's mother to bring this sort of case against their school?
Well, that's a very difficult one as to when you provide legal aid and when you don't provide legal aid. I think in this country, we generally regard the judicial system as being there for people who want to take up grievances, and that's why it's there, and the judges are there to make decisions one way or the other.
I think it's a good use of our public money. I know a lot of our audience getting
I don't think it was particularly, and there are provisions, okay. I think, where the judge could have disapplied the legal aid.
Okay. Can I also ask you finally about this conference in Brussels, National Conservatism Conference? It was attended by Nigel Farage. He was on stage when the police in Brussels were ordered by the socialist mayor to shut the conference down. They were already on their third venue, every other venue being told to not allow this conference to take place. The likes of Suella Braverman, Liz Truss, and others speaking at this event. Miriam Cates, one of your colleagues, of course, also on the Tory backbenches. The Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban. We're told they were unsavoury far-right characters, and therefore there was going to be a concern about there being physical rest on the outside. Was it right for the police to do that?
I think absolutely not. I think this is a very intolerant move by the mayor of that district. I'm very surprised that it happened in a country that believes, as far as I'm aware, in free speech. These people were behaving in a perfectly civilized way. They weren't enticing people to riot or whatever. I think it's a very retrograde move when a major EU country starts to ban conferences like this and clamp down on free speech.
OK, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate you joining us. Sir Geoffrey Clifton Brown, Conservative MP, thank you for that. Let's come back to Benedict Spence. Just on that final conversation, just regarding that conference in Brussels, you and I were discussing a few moments ago, it is extraordinary how so many people, and it seems to be always people on the left, often on the far left, and again, we talk about politics being left to right, and lots of people now say it's actually more of a circle where the far left and the far right kind of meet with their sort of autocratic, remember the Nazis, National Socialists, they meet down in the middle. But this urge to shut down anyone who says things they disagree with. And I get people saying, why are you invited on Question Time? Why do you have that woman on Question Time? I don't like what she says. Are you supposed to agree with everyone on Question Time? Isn't that the point of the channel, of the show?
I think in Europe especially, you're going to see a lot more clamping down on people with alternative ideas or slightly right or left of centre ideas, because that is the fear of the centre, that is the fear of the establishment, which is that their policies have not worked very well, and it's not simply a UK issue. You look at the lack of growth and the major developing social issues across Europe, and you see actually stagnation, you see unhappiness, you see degrowth in some cases. As you see, population decline. And I think that this will be the instinctive reaction is to go, no, we can't risk allowing it to turn into something that we are not in control of. We cannot allow it to be that alternative ideas are put forward because we will lose control on the system in general. Yeah. You'll see that in Europe. You're seeing it here as well to a degree.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and this is not an unusual thing, but it's going to get worse.
On our station, the attacks on GB News as well. I mean, it's just this urge to shut people down. When people break the rules, fair enough, but actually, there is not the same urge to shut down when there's supposed rule breaking on BBC or ITV or Sky News or anything else. It is extraordinary what is happening on that front. But there we are. Look, let's go to your messages coming in about the head teacher, Catherine Birbal Singh, dubbed Britain's strictest head teacher. She's won her High Court battle against a Muslim pupil who challenged the school's ban on prayer rituals, even though it's clearly, blatantly, openly in its constitution, a secular school. I want to know your reaction. You can get in touch on the phones 0344 499 1000. You can send a WhatsApp to the same number. You can text 87222 and you can get in touch on X at Talk TV. Your messages are coming in thick and fast. Karen says, well done. Once you bow to their demands, the demands won't stop coming. Brendan says, fantastic success. Well done. All schools should follow your example. I'm 70 years old and I had a strict school education and I loved my school. Keep up the good work. Danny says, that woman is a national hero. I have to say she is for me. I would be very proud to have her in charge of my children's education and discipline in school hours. Sam says, well done to her. I wish the government had this kind of backbone to stand up for our country, our rules and our beliefs. Let's go to the phone lines now. Dave is on the line and he's in London. Good morning to you, Dave.
Good morning, Julie. How are you?
Very well indeed. What do you make of this High Court decision?
I think it's absolutely superb. The only thing that really, really annoys me, I'm 68 now. When I went to school, we got cane, we got things thrown at us, but we got respect. We have respect for the teachers, respect for your parents. The thing what annoys me about this is, why did she get legal aid? When I'm paying for it, you're paying for it.
And we're told it was Catherine Bevelsteyn claimed it was £130,000. The lawyers for the pupil who can't be identified because of her age say it was nothing like that. But it would have been in the tens of thousands.
Of course it would have. Yeah, why do I have to pay for it? You know what I mean? Why should you pay for it? If you want to take someone to court for something like that, which I totally agree with this woman, I think you must, when you go to school, wherever you were, you've got to have respect for your governor, for your teachers. Why, if they want to take it to school, and she's signed all the things to say that this is what we do, this is what we don't do. If you don't want to send it to the school, then if you don't want to stick to these rules, then...
don't send your kid there. Well, Catherine Bevelsteyn says all pupils, before they're allowed to enroll at the school, the parents have to attend two meetings where the ethos of the school, the rules of the schools are explained. They have to sign a document saying they sign up to, you know, this is the deal, sign up to it. There are so many faith schools of many, many different faiths in this country. And certainly where this is in Brent, I'm sure there are plenty of schools of the Muslim faith. If someone wants to, this is a big issue for them in terms of their child's prayer. I mean, surely, you know, you're in a free country. I mean, I don't actually think faith schools should exist. I don't like for your children being segregated by faith, but they're entitled to send their kid to a faith school. And yet, apparently, they want to send the younger sibling to the same school.
Yeah, I totally agree, because if you've got, they're saying this, the country, we've got a mix with people, you know, we've got different religions, this, that and the other. If they want to say their prayers, they go home and say their prayers. If they want to go to a mosque, they say that. But to actually sign up for something that you can't do, then charge us, yourself, the guy sitting next to you, is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more on that, Dave. Thank you very much. I have to say, I feel the same way, whether it was any other religion as well. It doesn't matter what the religion is in this case. Anyway, 10:45 is the time.
The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast. Ruthless but fair. Julia Hartley Brewer. Comprehensive coverage of all the news stories that matter to you. Harder, older, Hartley Brewer. The Julia Hartley Brewer Podcast from Talk Radio.